my first shift underground in the Leonard Mine, I was assigned to work with a guy. And the almost the very first thing that happened when we got underground is our electric scraper hoist, our slusher hoist, blew a fuse. And he says, "Well, that's it, Pard. We might as well sit down and sleep the rest of the shift." And I said, "Well, why don't we just get a fuse and put it in?" "Oh, no, we got to have an electrician do that."
Did that frustrate you?
Yes, it did. Yeah, I was just shocked. Because coming from the small mines, you know, the small mines in the central Montana, most of them, it was 20, 30 mile drive to any kind of supplies. So you made do with whatever you had. And I think that's one of the great advantages of my education was I learned to make do with damn little.
Yeah. When was the first time you think you did like some welding? Was that as a kid?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. That was a kid. And, I watched a lot of people weld. A lot of these guys were jacks of all trades, so they were welders and plumbers and mechanics and pipe fitters and you name it. And
carpenters.
But during one winter in especial, I helped a machinist welder in Lewistown, John Zacher, and he was a Swiss nationality. Another one of those big guys, real character, and he was a real perfectionist. And I can remember being under the welding hood, and he always emphasized you had to grind and clean your joints before you welded them.
Right.
And of course, being a kid, you just throw two pieces of metal together and start welding. And I'm welding away on this thing, and you can't see anything. You're not doing anything but focused on that arc. And he'd come along and just whack me on that welding hood, knock me right on my butt. I used to get so mad at him, but you know, that's the way it was. That's the way you learned in those days. These guys were all really uncompromising because not only were they raised, you know, starting in the 1800s, they all lived through the Depression.
Yeah.
And there was no room for slack. There was no sympathy at all for somebody who didn't want to work. So I got a hell of a work ethic, and I have quite a reputation from my younger days as a boss and operator of being a real hard nose. So.